Bendy Bill was a Texas boy, and he could rope, you bet. And the steer that Wendy had tied was a steer he had met. But the boys, they tell of a big red steer that was a kind of an old outlaw, who lived way out in the mountains at the end of a rocky draw. Now that big red steer, it stood his ground against punchers throughout the West. And the boys bet Wendy 10-1, he'd come out second best. So he lassoed his favorite broken horse, his back and his withers raw, and prepared to tackle that big red steer that lived down in that draw. With his Sam Stack tree and his Brazos bit and his shaps and his taps to boot, he had his old McGee tied hard and fast, Bill set out to catch that boot. That little rope horse, he sauntered around when the steer began to paw. Then he stuck his tail straight up in the air and he drifted down through the draw. That little rope horse took after him like he'd been eating corn. And Bill tossed a loop from the old McGee right around the big steer's horns. That little rope horse stopped dead in his tracks with the cinch broke like straw. The old McGee and the Sam Stack tree went a-drifting through the draw. Now old Bill landed in a pile of rocks, his hands and his face were scratched. He reckoned he could rope about any old thing, but he finally met his match. So he paid his bets off like a man, and he didn't give him no jaw. And he loud as hell, that old steer was the boss of everything about in that draw. Now this story has a moral, folks, and you can plainly see. When you toss a loop around a big steer's horns, don't you die hard, you're McGee. But you take your dallies like a man, according to the California law. You won't see your rope and saddle go drifting through the draw. No, you won't see your rope and saddle go drifting down through the draw.